Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We got a football guy in with us every day. Played in the NFL for 6 years. His name is Doran Dickerson. It's why you listen to the show. And every Monday, he's going to give us some player grades. And those player grades brought to us by Bet365. First, though, the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Want to get some of your Steelers grades, but let's look at the backyard brawl real quick here, Doran. Eli Holstein.
A++.
I think you're wrong.
A++.
There you go. We were just talking about this during the break. Desmond Reed is, it's early, but Desmond Reed is one of the more explosive players in all of college football.
Yes.
And he has 11 carries for 26 yards. Desmond Reed had 4 catches for 50 yards, so he still had an impact on the game, but they stopped him. They shut him down. They took him out of the game running the ball, and Pitt puts up 31 offensive points. I think that's a good sign for Pitt moving forward.
Yes. Yeah, the other guys that could step up.
Yep.
That was a part of my post game, and you know, when we were talking about it, and you know, being able with West Virginia shutting down the run, you found other ways to win. And whenever you have to manufacture other ways to win, whenever your most explosive player is being bottled down, that's whenever the opportunity for other guys to step up it comes into play. And I said this before the season, I was like, I didn't realize how many. I thought the receiver spot for Pitt this year, I was like, I don't know who's going to make that big play at receiver. I remember telling you that offline. And then after the first game, I was like, well, they actually have some explosive guys that can make plays. Poppy Williams, Kenny Johnson, Kanate Muntfield, Sincere Lee. Like, they have a few guys. And then Dejon Reynolds, his first time, his first rep this season, he scores a touchdown.
That was his first rep?
That was his first rep.
Get out of here.
His first rep. And I think he was almost basically a starter last year. So you got other guys that can step up, but you have to step up in the moment whenever those things happen, and the guys did.
You know what? To that point, Kenny Johnson, 5 catches for 79 yards, but he didn't do much of anything after the first drive, first couple of drives. That was it. So they bottled him up. They bottled Desmond Reed up. And then you get Mumfield, who goes 6 for 76. Dejon Reynolds makes, for my money, that's the play of the game right there. Gavin Bartholomew is a big part of this. 2 for 20. So I got to be careful about how I'm saying this. West Virginia did a good job taking away some of the big time guys, and yet Pitt still put up 31 points.
Yes.
So my point being, like you said in the post game, Pitt's just going to find ways to put up points offensively.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter who it's going to be. As long as you've got number 10 back there pulling the trigger, it lifts everybody else up. On to the Steelers. Their quarterback, Justin Fields. What grade do you give him?
See, like, I was expecting it to be better because of the full week. And I think last week I gave him a B+, maybe. And
yeah.
I think I'm going to go down to a B. I don't know if I want to go lower than the B because he was efficient with the football and he got the W. They scored a touchdown, which they didn't do last week. So I'm trying to look at the positives. It just didn't look any really different than last week. And that's why I have to lower it. It's not that he potentially lost them the game or that he won them the game. He was just, you know, doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything spectacular. So I got to go B. I could go C+, but I'm going to go B.
That's what I would go. I would go C+. Like, first half, I thought he did a lot of good things, and I thought that the penalties really did them in. Like, it looked different. It looked better in the first half, I thought, than it did against Atlanta. But then, on the whole, it looked worse than Atlanta. They scored 5 fewer points. They got totally bogged down in the second half. I mean, the second half, Denver had more yards. Denver had more first downs. The Steelers only had 1 first down that wasn't aided by penalty in the second half. So I'll go C+ for Justin Fields. He had a quarterback rating of 97.3, which is really good, but it didn't feel that way.
Right.
Last week, he had a quarterback rating over 90, which is really good, especially given one day of practice. It didn't necessarily feel that way. So some of the stats are hitting me in a way that I don't think. And so I try to juggle this. Let me say it this way. If Kenny Pickett was putting up 97 quarterback ratings, I think I'd have been drooling.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have been really happy with that. But I think my expectations with this offensive coordinator, with all the skills that Justin Fields has, are better than 13 for 20 for 117 yards. It needs to be better than that. Anybody else that sticks out to you that you wanted to grade? Like, defensively, I think everyone almost just gets an A.
Well, I'm probably going to go Najee Harris. Najee Harris had 69 yards. Nice. You like that. He had around the same.
He had 70 week one.
Like he
20 looks, carries for 70 week one. Sorry, Doran.
He looks
17
like a different player.
69, yeah.
He does look like a different player. Now, it's not crazy either, but, you know, if you're averaging around 70 yards a game, like I was expecting him to have a big year and have that chip on his shoulder. He looks like a different player.
And they rushed for 141 yards. I thought that Jalen Warren looked a lot more like Jalen Warren.
Yeah, and he got more opportunities to do that, too.
He did. 9 carries for 42 yards. I would probably bring Najee down to around 14 carries and bump Jalen Warren up to around 13 carries. I'd like to see more 50-50. I wonder if that'll be the case now that he looked a little bit more explosive in this game. I'd give Jalen Warren, for his limited action, I'd give him an A.
Yeah.
And they ran for 141 yards. That much has been exactly what you thought you would get from an Arthur Smith offense. They rushed it for 137 last week. They rushed it for 141 this week. It wasn't until late in the season each of the last 2 years that they've been able to do that. So I know that they only scored 13 points. I'm not going to go lower than a B- for Arthur Smith. I think at the end of the day, you want to see points. So I can't go higher than that. But I actually think that he did a pretty good job of doing and calling a game that he was probably asked to call by Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.